And here's Mr. Stan Schulte.
Thank you. So we're going to talk about live services very briefly and then dive into a demo of Virtual Earth. And at the end of the demo, we're actually going to do something a little bit neat, and that is to show how the new spatial data type in SQL Server 2008 can actually play with Virtual Earth. So this is pretty compelling, I think. So we start at the dev.live.com site, and that's the starting point for all the services that we have on in the live ecosystem. You can see they've got links to the new live framework and the Azure services over here. But basically,
and actually, Stan, that is where you can get to Silver Lake Streaming, like you see.
That's right.
So going down, and
the services that are available through live services are listed here. All right, these are all things that are programmable in your own application. SDK is behind all these things, so you can program them. Photos, Search, Silverlight Streaming, Spaces, which is a blogging site, Virtual Earth, which is the mapping application we're going to look at today, Windows Live ID for authentication services, and Windows Live Writer, which if you've never used is an awesome tool.
For blogging.
For blogging, for posting to most any blog engine. All right, so each of these services then has a page, and we'll go and look at the Virtual Earth page in particular. And most of these services also have an interactive SDK. And the interactive SDK lets you go and fiddle around with the tool and see how it works and actually take some code from, the example code and plug it into your own applications. All right, so we're going to go to the interactive SDK for Virtual Earth. And the way this works then is that on the left, there's a navigation bar in the blue panel. And in the center, in this case, is a map. It's showing the default map. So why don't we pick up, for example, show a specific map? Okay, so this happens to be looking at the Space Needle. I'll go to the Source Code tab and click Copy. Pop into Visual Studio 2008, where I've got Visual Studio loaded, but no project created. So all I have to do here is do a File, New, Website. So I'll go here to the end and just give this thing a name. I guess we've started to use DeVry, so we'll continue to use DeVry. And when I click, I've chosen ASP.NET Website up in the Templates area. So click OK, and it'll give me an empty application with just a default page with nothing on it. Right-click on the project, and I'm going to add a new item, and this will be an HTML page.
And what this is actually going to be doing is calling a web service, correct?
Well, that's correct. So Virtual Earth is a web service that's out there, hosted on a Microsoft services site, and you're making calls out to it to get data about the maps that you're looking at. So here's the HTML page that I want, and I'm just going to take the code that's there and paste in the code that I got from Virtual Earth. So what we've got here then is a bit of script on the page that simply makes some references out, using JavaScript, but there's a getMap function. This is the main function on the page. And what getMap is going to do is new up a VE map, which is called MyMap in this case, and we're going to ask for a latitude and longitude location. All right, and this is the Space Needle's location, as it turns out. So then on the body onload, it calls getMap. So when we run this thing, we go back to the regular screen and just show that page in the browser. We'll take a look at a couple of the other functions that live over here. So there's lots of examples. You can control the map, through zooming and setting centers and moving around, panning the map. You can show and hide the controls on the map, like the navigation controls. This all comes with sample code that you can play with. We can play with shapes. These are things like push pins. All right, you can create your own kinds of shapes and manipulate those things. You can customize them. You can put shapes on layers. You can import data into shape layers. This thing is very programmable. I mean, it's really a cool tool. There's custom tile layers for the way that the maps actually look. And then there is some find information tools here. So we'll take a look at one of these. So if we want to find like a both what and where, all right, so what it's asking is, we'll ask for like barbecue in Miramar, Florida, which happens to be where we are. And we click find, it'll go out to the location that we asked for and put push pins out there in each of the spots where one of the something that matches the search terms comes.
Isn't that cool?
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
So if I wanted to, I could just take that source code and pull it back to my application and fiddle around with it, you know, and again, customize things a little bit.
Is there a cost to this, Stan? Is this a
Virtual Earth?
Yeah.
Did I mention the cost was free?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's free. It's free. Now, there are some terms of service. You know, you can't hit the site more than like 25,000 times an hour or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what the metrics are. But
read the main page when you come into it. You'll see the thresholds that are on the bottom of the page. And if thresholds are very high, you're going to need, you know, 24/7 support, obviously, for your app, because it's going to be a very heavy, heavy app. But for the most part, for a lot of needs that a lot of us in this room, for example, are doing, this is a perfect solution and a good tool for that.
Okay, do we have a question out here?
How extensive is it with the KML?
So you have KML that's going to be it's a specialized XML for geography.
Joe's got an answer over there.
Virtual Earth supports KML, which is keyhole markup language. That's essentially Google's proprietary markup language. It also supports the regular GPS standard formats for importing GPS waypoints as well. That's one way of getting points to scale. You can have a KML file or a regular GeoRSS file sitting there, which is a little more standard, and then you can just import those files right in.
Thanks, Joe. So Russ's Toolshed is a community event, you know. So a lot of times
we actually got some community help out here too. That was very good.
Help out there is good.
So I'm in SQL Server Management Studio now, 2008, and we're going to take a look at how spatial data can be used inside of Virtual Earth. So I'm showing the AdventureWorks 2008 database, which you can download and install in your own development machines. And we'll take a look at this person.address table, and I've already popped it open here, and we can look and see that over toward the right-hand side, we have some columns, or a column that's actually called spatial location. So we have this specially encoded set of data that describes the location that particular record goes with. So what this is a list of stores that are part of the AdventureWorks database.
So spatial data is all about analysis of geography in an application. So that field holds things like latitude, longitude, lots of additional information in binary format.
So we also have created a get stores stored procedure here, and I'll switch over to that. We can take a look at what that is basically. And what it's going to do is create a polygon, a polygonal area that we're...
Is that just a word?
I think it's a word. we'll dub it a word if it's not. And we'll pull back a little bit of information about those elements that we're pulling out of that table at the same time. So if I
the geography for the object is what's key there.
Right.
And setting the region to that particular object. So now what we're going to see is how to use that inside of Visual Studio.
Right. So I've got a spatial application that has been created. And in Visual Studio again, so there's a default page here that we're looking at in the designer. And actually, you can see that what there is in the designer is a large blank area at the top with a Get Stores button underneath it. So that's a little unusual in a web page because there's this big block. So let's go and take a look at what's behind that. And what we'll find is that it's a script reference, okay, it's a div for the Virtual Earth Map is what we're calling it here. We have a size set on it that describes the size of the area. Now, in the input, this Get Stores button is going to onClick. It's going to return the Get Stores onClick method, which is just down below. So Get Stores onClick is going to call this awspatialapp.storeQueryService. So we have a little web service built in here that it's going to call into, and it's going to call the Get Stores method in that web service. All right. And then when the data on data retrieval complete fires, what we'll do is we'll grab that data that comes out of we'll new up some VE lat long variables and grab that spatial data out and actually stick a push pin in the place of each of those things and add a title and description to it. Okay, so that's what's happening on the web page itself. Let's go and take a quick look over at the web service source code. Here's the stored procedure name. This is just ADO.NET code, you know, standard ADO.NET code. So it calls the DBO.GetStores method right here and just executes a reader and pulls back the data, you know, from that store with a reader. And here we can see that the SQL geography, variable type is used to grab that spatial location back out of the data. And we're going to take the latitude and longitude out of that geo object that we're creating, and we're going to add each of those elements to the stores. Okay.
Just, show them the IntelliSense in that geo object right there so they can kind of get a feel for the methods and properties.
Oh, this one right here.
Just hit the dot over there so they can see that right after geo.
Okay. So if I hit dot, we can see that there's a number of different methods that are available to us. You know, as methods, and actually all these ST routines here are all standards-based geo-mapping type routines that can be used to, you know, to query data and to manipulate the geo data, that's the spatial data that's coming back from the application. Okay, so I need to get rid of that dot to run this. All right, so what we'll do then is just, again, show the default page in the browser. Now, the shape of the data that comes back is actually sort of a big triangle that's going to cover the eastern part of the Midwest from Wisconsin to Michigan and down into Florida. All right, so what we're basically doing here is joining data that comes back with that spatial location piece to filter the data that comes back out of the database. So we're only going to display the things that are inside that particular region.
But really, the basics we saw there in the JavaScript was very similar to what we saw in the sample pages, right, that we looked at, where you set the reference out to the virtual Earth, you go ahead and you load the map up, and then there was a little bit of additional logic then that populated the push pins you're about to see once you go down there and push the Get Stores button.
Right. The Get Stores button then will go off, make that web service call out to our local database, and pull back that spatial data and populate the map with
push pins.
There
it is. How about that, huh? Woo-hoo.
Don't cut it no more. Want a great big pipe.